You'll give me 25 pence, then you'll charge me £2 for a lift.
Start your day, the Torah, Rabbi Chanoch Greenblatt.
Birshos, Moray Rabbi Sai. It's going. As you may have seen on the notice, today's Shir, Mitz Hashem, is going to be about Hilchas Eruvin on holiday. How to organize an Eruv in a garden on holiday or anything else, as we're going to see. The truth is, it's going to be a two-part Shir, Mitz Hashem. Today's going to be the first, and the next one will be next Wednesday, as is Hashem. And before we start, I'd like to make a disclaimer, which is, Hilchas Eruvin, as you know, is quite a large subject. It's about 50 simonim, over 50 simonim in Shulchan Aruch. And to condense it into one or two shiurim is tzav alachayim, to try to do that. So what we're going to do is, Be'ez Hashem, the idea of the shiur is not to be, obviously not to be an extensive shiur on Eruvin, but to give us an idea of what we have to look out for. When it comes to an Eruvin holiday, what to look out for, it's not only Nageya, for holiday obviously it's Nageya all year round, but it's going to be focused now because as we're heading towards the summer holidays, we're going to focus it on the main shilas that usually crop up during the holiday, which are either gardens or grounds, right? People can have extensive grounds, yeah, grounds of a farm, etc., or a family camp, or a hotel. Hotel can have very serious shilas of Erevin, as we're going to discuss in Mitzvah Shem.
You can have a building which is in separate flats in one building.
Very good. It's another example. You've got different flats in one building. It's all going to come in Mitzvah Shem. So if anyone tells me you missed out this point, missed out that point, I'm asking already now I missed out this point and that point, because that's the idea of this year. We're trying to get, just to be concise and to find the cases that are going to be the most Nageya Be'ez Hashem. Number one. Number two, another disclaimer, is we're not discussing towns and we're not discussing streets. That's another different story, that's different shailas and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and we're not going to go into that now. That's not the idea of this shiur. The idea of this shiur is simply gardens, hotels, and the like. And just one more point before we even start, which is, whenever we're dealing with Eruv and we're dealing with Mechitzas, we're always going to have two shiurim. We're going to have Reb Chaim Noah's shiur, and we're going to have the Chazanish shiur, bigger and smaller shiur. And obviously we're not going to be machriya between the two shiurim. So the minig generally, when it comes to making Mechitzas, we try to be machmir with the Chazanish. So we try to, sometimes the Chazanish works out a Chumrah, sometimes the Reb Chaim Noah works out a Chumrah, depends on the case. So if I'm going to give you a Shia in centimeters or meters, we're going to be Machmir for both Shittas, because we can't be Machriya between them. That's how generally people who make Erevin would try and chaperon both Shittas. Okay? If someone has a Kabbalah that their minig is with Reb Chaim Noah, then by all means he should use always Reb Chaim Noah's Shia. That's his Kabbalah. But generally speaking, we're going to be Chayish for both Shittas. Okay. Hilchas Eruvin is split into three parts. Three different departments, completely different departments in Hilchas Eruvin. Number one is, in order to carry an amokim, it needs to be a Rishus HaYochid. That's the basic. It can't be a Rishus HaRabim, it can't be a Karmelist, it needs to be a Rishus HaYochid. So question number one is always going to be, is this Rishus or Rishus HaYochid? And that, in Yitz Hashem, is going to be the focus of today's shiur. Next week in Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to be discussing the other two parts of Hilchas Eruvin, which are, number one, Hilchas Eruv. What does Eruv mean? Eruv has nothing to do with the Mechitzas. Hilchas Eruv is when you have an area that's undoubtedly Rosh Hashanah Yochid, you're all in the same area, however, if that Rosh Hashanah Yochid is shared by two Yidden, then Chazal say, whenever you have two Yidden in the area, they cannot carry from their house to the garden, unless they make an Eruv, which involves taking a box of matzahs, for instance, and making sure it belongs to both, and then putting it somewhere. Saying a bracha, vadein eruva, that's going to be the mitzvah's eruv. So that's a whole different department, to know when does it asa, when did you an asa, how are you mesaken it. That's part one of the next year, Mitzvah Shem. And part two of the next year will be the inyan of schirus. Schirus meaning, if there's a goy within this garden, sharing with a goy, or someone is mechal shabbos with a hesia, what happens then? Okay. So that's going to be the next year. For today, we're going to focus on turning a place into Rishus HaYochid. How do I make sure that my Rishus is Rishus HaYochid to allow me to carry that? What turns something into Rishus HaYochid? What's the major shaila, the main ingredient to turn something into Rishus HaYochid? And the answer to that is definitely the fact that it's enclosed. Rishus HaYochid is by definition enclosed. If it's open and it doesn't have mechitzas, it can't be Rishus HaYochid. Okay. what's considered enclosed, we're going to see, and we're going to split it into two parts. Part number one is the three walls around your mechitza, and part number two is going to be the fourth, around your garden. Part number two is going to be the fourth wall around your garden. You're going to see why we're splitting them up. It's Hashem. But for now, we're going to talk about the first three walls around our garden. I want to know, is my garden Rishus HaYochid? Rule number one is, of course, to have mechitzas. Mechitzas, how high does a mechitza have to be? 10 tefachim. How high is 10 tefachim? Is, okay, so if we go with the Chazon Ish, it's going to be 98 centimeters. So 98 centimeters is going to be something like this. If we have a wall that's this high, yeah, almost a meter. Right, that's going to be a Rishus HaYochid. Okay, it's going to be a mechitza. So if we're going to buy wood to fill up, oh, if we got a meter piece of wood, we're definitely okay. Because you need 98 centimeters to be a Rishus HaYochid. Fine, that's rule number one. The walls have to have 98 centimeters up. A meter, you're definitely safe, right? Good. Okay, so now, traditionally, in the British countryside, I don't know very much about holidaying in other countries. I haven't done that before. But here, the traditional fencing around the British countryside is chicken wire. What does chicken wire mean? Chicken wire means what they do is they'll take wooden posts, put them into the ground periodically, and then they'd unroll a mesh, like a metal mesh, that runs all the way along, and they staple the mesh to these posts as you go around. Yeah? Chicken wire, and you end up with these squares all the way around, little pieces. Now, it's almost all open, because it's all these big squares. However, chicken wire has a din of a mechitza. Why does chicken wire have a din of mechitza? Because each of those holes is less than 3 tefachim wide and high, which means it's within the shear lavud. So if you're within 24 centimeters, which is this, if your hole is within this 24 centimeters, then the halacha is that it's considered closed halachically. So our chicken wire is called a mechitza.
Why is it not porous and lavud?
Because whatever's called lavud is closed. So it's completely oimid. Yeah, good question. That's the answer. It's all oimid. Now, the only problem is that chicken wire very often doesn't reach 98 centimeters high. So you may have a fully enclosed area all the way around chicken wire, but it hasn't hit 98 centimeters, so it's completely useless. But luckily, what they do is, you'll notice, they put on top of the chicken wire, they'll run one lot of barbed wire all the way along the top. You notice that? Yeah, they've got the chicken wire that comes up till here, Be'erach. And then they've got one wire that goes all the way along the top. Now that wire could be the saving factor if that wire is 98 centimeters high. Right? Because it's now can be part of my mechitza. However, very, very important, you have to make sure that between that wire and the chicken wire is less than shear lavud. So you can't have 24 centimeters between the two. So if we've got our chicken wire coming up till here, let's say, up till here, and you've got one piece of barbed wire along the top, you've got to make sure that it's not 24 centimeters between the two. It's within shear lavud. And once it's within shear lavud, then we're okay. If we can count from the bottom of the ground, from the ground until that barbed wire, and we've got 98 centimeters, that's a kosher mechitza. Right? It's a very, very useful tip, this one, because it's very common. Everybody okay with that before we carry on? Yeah? Good. Another common shaila is hedges. Hedges, a lot of chatzeris have got hedges around them. It's Nagaya in town as well a lot. A hedge. Is a hedge a mechitza? And the answer is, in short, if it's a proper hedge, a nicely filled out hedge, then that hedge would have a din of a mechitza because it's solid. However, this is so important, and it can make such trouble when it comes to hedges. The bottom of the hedge. This is the pressure point over here. How hedges are, if you look at a hedge carefully, you'll see it's not, if there's a hedge running across the front of your garden, it's not one big hedge. The way it works is when they build a house or they start the garden, they'll plant every now and then another one of these hedges. And then slowly they grow and they merge together at the top. It becomes one green hedge. But at the bottom, it's just a few little stems, a few little barks. What's very common is from stem to stem is less than 3 tefachim. Is more than 3 tefachim, they're not within shear lavud. So we have an opening from stem to stem. Now, if from the ground to the greenery is more than 3 tefachim, then we're in a mess. Because although the greenery has got a din of a mechitza, it's solid, but there can be a nice space. And before the green starts, it can be a space of this amount. And if that's more than lovel, 24 centimeters, then that fence doesn't exist anymore. We've lost it. So it's so important. We can use a hedge, generally speaking, if it's a nice thick hedge. But you've got to check underneath that it's completely full underneath. If you've got a 3 tefachim gap from the ground till the green, and a 3 tefachim gap from stem to stem, then we've ruined our machitza. So far, so good? Yeah? Okay, so let's say we've got an area that's fully enclosed. We've got our chicken wire, we've got our barbed wire, we've got our hedge, we've got anything we need, and we've got a fully enclosed garden. Now, the shaila is azoi. You're going to find there will be openings every now and then. There might very well be piritzes in this wall, either because the gates are open, or because some areas are a bit broken, or, very importantly, some of the fence might dip below 10 tefachim. Now, anywhere where it's dipped below 10 tefachim is now not a mechitza. So if we look around our garden and there's an area where the chicken wire, what it tends to do is chicken wire sags. Over the years, it does sag. So you may have an area which looked like a mechitza, and it's fantastic, and suddenly here and there are places that have sagged below 10 tefachim. So we've got a piritza in the wall. What do I do now? That's the shaila. Now, it's very important to understand that even the most enclosed area, what's the most enclosed area you can think of?
A house
is fully enclosed, right? Now, most houses that I know of have doors. They have doors. So you can see from that having a door is not a steerer to having a mechitza. It doesn't stop it from being enclosed. Why? Because that's how walls work. What you do is you have a wall and you have a Pesach to come in and out of the wall, of the area. So a Pesach is not a problem when it comes to mechitzas. Therefore, when we're looking at a garden and we see walls but we see openings, the first question we're going to ask ourselves are, that opening, is it a piritza? Is it breaking the wall? Or is it a Pesach? Is this just a way of getting in and out of the rishus? If you can call it a Pesach, fantastic, it's not going to disturb me in any way. Even houses have Pesachim. So that's going to be the question over here. Is it going to be a Pesach or is it going to be a Piritza? So how am I going to know? How am I going to know if it's going to be a Pesach or a Mechitza? What? Good. That's one way. Very good. How wide is it? Is what? Have it got a chiyum? Good. Not here. It won't be kind of sometimes. But for that you need a Tzuras HaPesach. Yeah? Which won't come in over here. Okay, B'kitz and Nimrods. To make something a Pesach, let's call an opening a Pesach unless you have one of three problems. One of three problems can disturb my Pesach. You ready for the three? Number one, does the wall have Oymid Meruba? Is most of the wall closed or is most of the wall open? Right? Avraham Avinu had 4 Pesachim to his tent, all directions, but it was still a tent. Right, with openings. If most of the wall is open, then it's not a wall with a Pesach. It's a Pesach with a bit closed. Yeah, it can't be. It ruins the wall. So tonight, number one, we have to know for a wall to be a wall, once it's opening, you've got to have Oymid Meruba. Right, it can't be Porutz Meruba. It has to be mostly closed. Which we're going to come to in a minute, how to work that out, Mitzvah Shem. But rule number one is Oymid Meruba. Rule number two, very important, is how wide is this Pesach? There's only a certain width that people would make Pesachim. Yeah, you can have Pesach, you can have a nice Balabatsha entrance, you have a really bad entrance. There's a limit. Chazal say that limit is 10 Amos. 10 Amos, which is 4.8 meters, which I'm not going to show you here because it's only a 3-meter tape measure. Right? But 4.8 meters is quite big. Up to 4.8 meters is what someone can use as a Pesach. More than that doesn't work. And therefore, if I've got an area which is Oymid Meruba, it's nicely enclosed, but it's more than 4.8 meters, that's the end of that. It's not a wall anymore. Okay? That's Tanai number two. Yeah, it's not a Pesach, and if it's not a Pesach, it's ruined the wall. Okay? Number two. Number three, very important, this is a very, very common problem, is the problem of Pischa B'Keren Zovis. Pischa B'Keren Zovis, on a corner. Meaning as follows. Chazal tell us, Pischa B'Keren Zovis Loi Ovdi Inshi. People don't make doors on a corner. So, have you ever noticed? Do us make a survey. You'll see even nowadays, it's very, very unusual to find a corner wall. That means people will have a wall, a corner opening. That means people have a wall. Look at this door at the back, the marshal, yeah? We have a wall, and we have one door, we have another door. Wider, narrower doors. But you won't, Kimat will never find a doorway on a corner. Right? A corner meaning it's going to be eating away from the two sides. You're going to be on a diagonal. It's very unusual. And because of that, say Chazal, you can't, if you have an opening in your garden and it's on the corner, it's eating up from two sides, you can't blame it on a Pesach anymore. Because people don't make a Pesach like that. And therefore you've lost it. Okay? So again, what have we got? We've got an opening in a wall can be a Pesach. It doesn't disturb the wall as long as you don't have three problems. Problem number one, the area is not porous. The road, the side is not porous merubah. It hasn't got too many openings. Number two, the opening is not more than 4.8 amos. And number three is that it's, sorry, 4.8 meters. So happy everybody's listening. It's good news. Yeah? Not more than 4.8 meters. And number three is it's not going to be in the corner. It's not going to be a Pischa B'Karen Zavis. Yeah? So far, so good? Good. The Shaila is, coming back to that first Tanai of Oymed Merubah and Poretz Merubah, that can be a very difficult thing to work out. I'll tell you why. You see, if you have you've got a wall, and it's got one opening in the middle, there's a hole in the wall. So that's pretty straightforward. You know it's Oymed Merubah, fine, you can look at it, it's going to be okay. But when it gets sticky, is when you've got a lot of openings, open, close, open, close, open, close, little hole, and another, and then a pillar, and then a bit more of a hole. And that gets very complicated. It gets very complicated, and it's not something that's beyond the scope of this shiur to be able to explain it. And therefore, if anyone has a wall, which has a lot of different openings along the way, one can't pass themselves. You have two options. Either ask a rov if they can come round, which Rabbanim are quite hard to come by during the summer holidays, and for good reasons, because the whole year they're driven mad the whole year. That's the Baruch Hashem Yidna Aslim Shai. And they have this time to cut off. It's not always so easy, certainly not to get a rov to come round. It's going to be difficult. The other option, the only other way of finding out properly, is to take a photo and somehow get it over to the rov. Get an email to the rov, obviously with a device that's kosher, it shouldn't be a mitzvah bob avera. I get over to the Rav, and he should have to look at it. Because unless you see the shetach,
and the table of measurements for the gaps in the wall.
Yeah, so he'll be able to tell you what to measure. He'll be able to, if he can see the wall, he'll be able to tell you what to measure, and you can work from there. Otherwise, Oymed Merubah is something that's very, very difficult to work out. So again, if it's very straightforward, you see the wall, and it's one opening or two openings, you see basically, and it's definitely Oymed Merubah, then you're okay. But once it starts getting a bit more complicated, we're going to have to ask a rov. But the other two are very straight. The other two are very straightforward. You want to know, is it 10 amos? 4.8 meters, that you can do yourself. You want to know, is it on a corner? It's also something, if it takes away from the two sides, which is quite common, actually. Especially if you've got a fence at the end, and you've got a hedge coming to the end, this side. Yeah? So you've got these two meeting at the end. If they don't quite meet, like this, you've got a Pischa B'Karen Zavis. Why? Because the opening is now on a diagonal over here. So if you have two ends that are coming together,
How wide?
Good question. The answer is, again, three tvachim. The on the diagonal, if it's any more than three tvachim, you could have messed up the whole rishus. A little hole like that, yeah? This hole this size, you've got a completely enclosed area. And there's a hole in the corner that's this size. The mechitza's not considered closed. You've ruined both of those walls. Oh, if there's a gate, that's a very good question. And the gate, so if the gate is closed, we're going to talk about gates in a minute. Everybody need that. If it's closed, it's closed. If it's open, there's a big shaila, which, do you know what? Give us a second, we're going to be able to get to it. Okay? Let's discuss one more thing, and then we're going to come to some practical examples in Mitzvah Shem. Till now, we've spoken about the main three walls around the chotzer. Right, you've got three walls, and we know it's got to be 10 tefachim high. We know that openings can be a Pesach as long as they are not Keren Zavis, they're not more than 10 Amos, not Poretz Merubah, it's okay. The Shaila is, what about the fourth wall? The fourth wall will have different halachas, and I'll explain to you why. Is it coming through okay? Is there something wrong? Move back? Forward?
No.
Keep going. Okay. Go ahead. So you've got, the Shaila is Azoi. On the fourth wall, there's going to be a fundamental difference. And I'll explain to you why. Midoraisa, Midaraisa, how many walls does a Rishus HaYochid need Midaraisa? Three. Midaraisa, once you've got three walls, you're a Rishus HaYochid. So why do we need a fourth wall? The fourth wall is Chazal came along and they said, we're very worried. Imagine if you had a garden. Yeah, let's take a classic garden. A house. The house over here is one wall. And then the right-hand side of the garden and the left-hand side of the garden. And let's say the front opening, front entrance is completely open. You've got a nice big driveway. It's completely open at the front. So Midaraisa, what's the status of this Rishus? It's Rishus HaYochid. I've got three walls. Avasei Chazal, it can be a terrible michshel. Why? Because you might end up carrying from your garden onto the street. You don't remember that it stopped here. It's completely open. You'll carry out from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. Number one. Or you might end up carrying Rishus HaRabim altogether because you'll think, even open places you can carry in. Therefore, came Chazal Midrabbonon, and they said you need a tikkun on that fourth wall as well. How much of a tikkun is less than the derais would be machayev, but you need a tikkun. What's that tikkun? So we all know, it's a bit misleading, we all know the Mishnah, either we've seen the Mishnah at the beginning of Erevin, or we've seen the Mishnah in the beginning of Sukkah, and we've seen the Gemara, Shtel Tzu, Mavoi, Mavoi, Lamana, Mesri, Mama, and we know there's a musik of Lechi V'Koira on a Mavoi. That's a Mavoi. We're dealing with a Chotzer. Well, the tikkun they made for a Chotzer is different. What's the tikkun of a Chotzer? Tikkun of a Chotzer is one of two things. Either what's called a Pas Dalid, which means a board which is four tefachim wide. Which is four tefachim wide. How much is four tefachim? It's going to be 38 before. It's going to be something like this. Okay? All you need is a board of four tefachim wide, 38.4 centimeters, which is 10 tefachim high. Take that board, put it next to, at the end of the side of the driveway, and once you've got that, your tikkun is okay, your side is okay. Yeah? Very good. Very important. That means they said, we don't need Oymed Merubah on the fourth side. The fourth wall is allowed to be Porutz Merubah. It can be mostly open. As long as you've got your Pas Dalet, we're going to see with certain rules, as long as you've got your Pas Dalet on the side, you've made your tikkun. That's one tikkun. Another option, which might be more practical sometimes, is Shnei Lechoyayim, which means a Lechi on both sides. Take a little post, screw it to the wall on that side, a little post, screw it to the wall on that side, and as long as they are directly opposite each other, very important, if they're directly opposite each other, it's also a tikkun. So we have two ways, either four tochim, or two lechayayim. And even though it's parutz merubah, it's still going to be okay. This is so important, we're going to see why in a minute. One second. So you need to have those two, one of those two. However, it's so important. Because even though they said you can be parutz merubah, but it still needs to be called a Pesach. And if it's to be called a Pesach, it can't be too big. How big can a Pesach be? 10 amos, 4.8 meters. 4.8 meters. And therefore, Moshe, if what? If you have an area that's what? That's got these two lechayayim, or it's got a Pas Dalet, and that opening between them is more than 4.8, you've lost that ruach. You've lost that ruach. It's very, very important. But if it's less than 4.8, even though it's parutz merubah, it's kosher. Because on that fourth side, which is only drabbonon, then you can have less than. You can have parutz merubah.
You put something like two pins on the other side.
Oh, coming now. Very good. What happens if someone's got an opening that's completely open? So bins, this is such a good example. You see, most houses now, Baruch Hashem, outside have got multicolored bins. They've got a brown and a green and a blue. So the council thought that they were doing it in order to promote recycling. What they didn't know was they were doing it to help Klal Yisrael with their Erevin. They're fantastic, these bins. They're very, very practical. I'll give you a few examples. Sorry?
It's movable.
It's movable. Good. It's allowed to be movable as long as it's Oymed Beruach Mitzuya. As long as a standard wind won't knock it away, then you're okay. Very, very important this. So let's take a few practical examples. For example, yeah? Let's say you've got a completely open driveway. So what have I got? I've got my three walls, house, one side, two sides, and a completely open front. Yeah? Not so wide, but it's open. So what tikkun do we need? What tikkun? Either two lechayayim or a pas dalet tefachim. Now, most bins, I'm not talking about the very thin ones, the standard size bins are 4 tefachim. So what you can do is, you can take that bin and put it, it has to be right next to the wall. Can't be away, can't be in the middle. It has to be right next to the wall, within shir lovet of the wall, right next to the wall. And then you have 4 tefachim. And as long as the opening that's left is less than 10 amas, less than 4.8 meters, you're sorted.
If the bin then come Shabbos, you're in trouble.
If what?
If the bin then come on Shabbos.
Then you're, yes, yeah, you've got to make sure, yeah, very good, you've got to make sure, but I've been in England long enough to know not much goes on Shabbos, but you're right, if that's the situation, very important point, if it's going to be moved on Shabbos, you might be messed up.
Your pin on either side, maybe less than 4.6 is okay.
Oh, good, so here's another Shaila, very good. What happens, I might already have my pas dalid, yeah, let's say, here's a good example, you might have not completely open on that fourth side. It might be pretty nicely closed, but there's an opening in the middle of more than 10 amas. Can happen. You've got a nice big driveway for two cars. More than 10 amas. What do we do now? Bins to the rescue. Take a bin. You can make a whole line of bins. Put one at one end, one next to it. They have to be next to each other. And actually next to the wall. One, another one, until by the end of it, you've got less than 10 amas, and it's a machaya. Yeah, they're very, very useful. I just want to point out one practical thing, very important. See, bins, you've got to measure each one before you start with it, by the way. I'm not taking achrayas for the size of each bin. Obviously, each bin is different. But what's important to know is that the way bins work is they're wide at the top and they go narrow at the bottom. So you might be measuring the top and you'll see 4 tefachim and you'll go to the bottom and you find there's no 4 tefachim. Very, very important. It's got to be 4 tefachim till practically the bottom. Bottom of it. Okay, just using it. So, and then another point. If you're putting two walls next to it, it might be wide enough. But you're putting two bins next to each other, and because both of them come in like this at the bottom, they might not be next to each other anymore. Right? You have to have within 3 tefachim of each other. And if they might be right next to each other, but by the time you get to the bottom, there's a hole of more than 3 tefachim. You can't connect them anymore. You might have to turn the bin round in another direction. You'll see they work differently at the bottom. You'll see. Mess around. You'll have some fun with it.
Well, you said the garden, if there's an opening in the garden, might have that a bin in front of it as well.
You can a bin, yes. Yeah, so in many cases, yes. But again, this is going to be going into the question of Ayman Baruba, of how does it work? Because your wall is going to be wall, out, bin, in, wall. That sometimes works and sometimes doesn't. It's a complicated shayla. Needs a photo of this one. Yeah? A yard is more... Yeah, 16 amas is a different question. Good question. That's a Rosh Hashanah in Shaila, yeah. A yard is not going to be Rosh Hashanah. Will never be. Even 16 amas wide, it won't be Rosh Hashanah. But all that concerns us is that those walls are walls. Those walls are... Sorry? Put something in the bin. Now, that's also a good question. Yeah, it's another good question, but we're not going to go into it now. Yeah?
So... You can use it,
but you have to be careful. Because that goes into the shayla of carrying bein alochayim. You can carry up to the bin, but next to the bin is more complicated. So what you would have to do is open it and put it in from
inside.
Yeah, I don't want to go into that. It's a whole separate issue. Listen, I'm trying to avoid it.
That's
another good question. You know, Moshe, all the questions we can speak about afterwards. Yeah, very good. Good question.
I mean, if you just blow away, like you said, and I put it back in on Shabbos.
So, that's a shayla of making a mechitza hamateres on Shabbos. Yeah? Making mechitza hamateres on Shabbos on something that's not on hinges, it's not pushes. It's a boina problem. Once it's up, you're fine. Building it in the first place. Yeah, that's a shayla of boina on Shabbos. I'm going to tell you another practical example. Yeah? Another practical example, and it comes up a lot. As follows. We've got a nice garden, let's say a nice enclosed area. Everything's fine, Rishus HaYochid. At the entrance, it has a gate. When you come into the Rishus, sometimes in a hot holiday, you have a nice big estate. And to get in, to enter the estate, we'll have a fence. What do you call it? A gate. These nice big countryside gates, these really wide ones. Yeah? What's the halacha there? What's the halacha with a gate? If the gate is closed, that's called a mechitza. It's a mechitza. But, very important, very often, especially in the countryside, the gate doesn't go down to the ground. Why doesn't it go down to the ground? Because when you open it, you're going to have to be opening it on rough ground that's going up and down, and you don't want it to hit anywhere. So they make it high enough then it's not going to hit anything along the way. So very often, under that gate is a space. And if that space is more than 3 tochim, 24 centimeters, it's not a mechitza anymore. So that's the first thing you've got to look out for on a gate. But, that's Ruchayim Noshe, 24. In this case, Ruchayim Noshe Chumra. 24 centimeters. Now, so that's number one. Obviously, we have to check. Very important thing. But once you've checked that, and it comes down to the ground, then once it's closed, it's a mechitza. That's fantastic. What about when it's open? When it's open. So what's the question? Let's say you've already got your wall on each side, you've got your pastalid, you're all sorted. But what's the problem? How big is a Pesach allowed to be? How big? 10 amos, which is? 4.8 meters. Now, those gates are usually not 4.8 meters. They won't be, usually. But, quite often you have a double gate. And if the double gate, they're both open, then you've got more than 4.8 meters. And it's completely open. And if that happens, you're going into a big shaila, right? Which, whether it helps the fact that it can be closed. We're not going to go into it. It's Torah on the garden of the old oil Torah building. About the Pischa B'Karen Zov is there, the Tshuva Mechas Yitzhak when he was Rov there. I'm not going to go into that now. It's a big machlokes. So let's say, if they're open, we don't want to leave them both open on Shabbos, more than 10 amas. So what's the answer? Close one of them. Close one gate, and you're less than 10 amas. Or fill up with dustins. Okay, but that's going to be the one. We can't allow it to be more than 10 amas. There's one more issue we want to talk about, but let's make a very quick sikkum before we see that. Yeah, what have we seen so far? What have we seen? Number one, in order to carry in a chotzer, it has to be a rishus hayachid. What turns something into rishus hayachid? A mechitza is how high? 10 tefachim, which is 98 centimeters. Right, so 98 centimeters high. Can I have psachim in that wall? The answer is be'etzem, having a hole could be called a pesach. Unless I have one of three problems. Problem number one was that the wall is not Omid Merubah, it's Porutz Merubah, it's mostly open, which we said was difficult to decide with Nidorov. Number two, I have to make sure that the opening is not more than 10 amas, which is 4.8 meters. And number three, I have to make sure that opening is not on a corner, otherwise it becomes a Pischa B'Karen Zavis. Yeah? Clear. On the fourth wall, we have an extra kula. The fourth wall, it doesn't matter if it is Porutz Merubah. It can be very open as long as you've got your pastalid, four tefachim, or one on each side, and the opening is not bigger than 10 amas. Right? That's what we've seen so far. We're going to, in the last few minutes we have, I want to talk about another department in Hilchos Rishus HaYochid, which is very, very important, Bifrat on holidays. And that is the Sugya of Karpif. What's the Sugya of Karpif? Which means as Chazal saw that you can have an area that's a Rishus HaYochid LeMahadrin. It's fully enclosed with four walls without any psachim. To get in, you've got to climb over the walls. Absolutely closed. Afal Pikein, sometimes it looks like a Rishus HaRabin. Or it looks like a Karmelis. And if it looks like a Karmelis, Chazal can't allow us to carry there. Because if you carry there, you might end up carrying it in a Karmelis. And therefore, something that looks like a Karmelis, Chazal say you can't carry in at all. We give it the din of a Karmelis. And you can't carry there. It's not a Rishus HaYochid. What looks like a Karmelis? What looks like a Rishus HaYochid? Something that has two Tanoim. If it has these two problems together, it's going to look bad. They can't let you carry. Number one, it's not Hukaf Ledira. It's not Hukaf Ledira. Which means when it was enclosed, not Lashem living in, it was enclosed for other purposes, storage purposes, or growing orchards, fields, not for living in. And therefore, it doesn't look lived in, it looks like a Karmelis. So if it look, that's problem number one. If it's not Hukaf of Ledira, it wasn't enclosed in order to be lived in. Number one. Number two, it's a large area. Because if it's a very small area, even if it wasn't made to live in, no one's going to say, yeah, this looks like Rishus HaRabin. What's called a large area? A Beis HaSayim. A Beis HaSayim is 70 amas by 70 amas. 70 square amas, which is 33.9 meters. Be'erach. Let's call it Be'erach 34 meters. So it's a bit less than 34, yeah. 33 square meters is going to be... Sorry?
33 meters square, not square meters.
Oh, no, this is beyond my father's education.
Meters stuff. Square means if, the, if both sides of that... if square meters means 34 little pieces of a square meter.
Is that not the same thing?
No. Completely different.
All right. You know what? I'll speak like a beginner. I don't know. I don't know very much about this. What I do know is if you have on one side 33 ummers and the other side 33 ummers, that's going to be a basal sine.
That's 33 meters squared.
30. Everybody happy with that? 33 meters squared. That's too big. So again, Shkoyach, we've got two things. Number one, it's what? It is Eina Mukaf Ledira. It's not enclosed to be lived in. And number two, it's too big. It's more than 33 meters. 33 meters squared, then we have a problem. You can't carry there. You can't carry in it, Dalai Damas. You can't carry to it from a house. Right? That's a very, very big problem. So, let's discuss very, very quickly, a bit limited on time, but very quickly, what happens if I'm in a holiday house and I've got a wonderful garden and that garden's fully enclosed and I've got no problems with it at all and behind that garden is a field? And I want to take the kids out there to see the sheep, not to move them because they're mukta, but I want to go and see them on Shabbos. So I want to go into that garden, into that sod there. You can't carry in it more than Dalet Amos. Even private property. It looks like a kamalis because it wasn't hukka fledira, it wasn't enclosed to live in, and it's a big field which is more than 33 by 33 meters, and therefore you can't carry Dalet Amos in it. Very important halacha this. And you can't carry two either. Yeah? Another example. You're in a holiday house and you've got a nice big, and they tell you, you book it, 30 acres of land at your disposal. Machaya, Shabbos afternoon, you want to go for a stroll around the thing. And you go for a stroll in your Shabbos best on Shabbos afternoon, and it starts getting hot. And you want to take off your jacket and carry off, walk through the fields. You can't carry more than Dalet Amos in that jacket. Very, very important. Because it's a karpav yoise mi beis hasayim shaloi hukaf ledira. One point. And here comes the next point, which can make even bigger trouble. Yeah? I'll take another problem, which is, Chazal told us, whenever you have a reshus that you can't carry in, then if you have another reshus that's open to that reshus, it's porot to that reshus, you can't carry in this reshus either. Right? What do I mean by open? I don't mean having a Pesach between them, because the Pesach hasn't disturbed the wall. I mean a piritza. What's a piritza? 10 amas. More than 10 amas. Yeah? So let me just put it in practical terms. Practical terms. What's the story? The story is, I've got a back garden. That garden's doing pretty well, but just on the back wall of it, it's got a big opening of more than 10 amas. Right? But I have a look around, and I see one second, but just behind this garden is a nice big field, and I walk to the back of the field, and I see the field is fully enclosed. So I think, Machaya, I don't even need to look at the garden, because I can look at all the way around the estate, is a nice big wall, and we're fantastic, we're all enclosed. But this is a big mistake. Why? Because the field behind my house that's enclosed, is that a Rishus HaYochid? No, it's a carp of Yosin Beis Hasayim Shloyuk Vladiris. I couldn't carry there. And my, one second, and therefore my, even if Chazal took away the Shem Rishus HaYochid, they gave it Shem Kamalis. So I can't carry there. If I can't carry there, I can't carry in my garden either, because my garden has got an opening of more than 10 amos between me and the Sodeh. And my garden is Porutz Lamokoim Ha'osur Lo. It's Porutz, it's open to an area that I can't carry to. If I can't carry to it, I can't carry in it either.
Same applies to an orchard.
And the same applies to an orchard. Yeah, ginois or paradisim, the Shulchan Aruch says. Things that are made for growing, that type of thing, they're not called hukaf ledira. Someone told me this week, I was speaking to Rabbi Avigdor Grossberger, spoke to a few things over here. He grounded other service, he goes to check out family camps and the like, to beforehand and sorts out the eruv. And he said, so I was speaking through a few practical cases, and he said to me he was involved now this year in a case where this kind of, what they did was, they had a nice garden, that garden, and there was a field behind it, and the owners of the holiday house, they'd mowed down the whole field, and they'd put picnic tables and relaxing and deck chairs in that field. And he said to me, not only can you not carry in that field, you can't carry in the garden either. Because that field, although now maybe it's called a dira dika use, it's part of my house, but when it was originally enclosed, it was hukav shaloi ledira. It wasn't enclosed to live in. It was enclosed as a field. And at that time, it was a karpav yoisa mibes osayim shaloi hukav ledira, which cannot be carried in. And if that's porots to my garden, I can't carry my garden either. Right? So I'm sorry to finish off on such a negative note, but it's very important to know. It's very, very important. This can come up a lot. Beseder. So just to miyusak on that, we've done a sikkum on the mechitzas, but this is again one more halacha we have to know, just to miyusak on this, which is, if you have a reshus hayochid, which looks like a karmelis, why? Because it's got two problems. Number one, it wasn't hukaf ledira. And number two, it is more than 33 meters squared. Then the halacha is, you cannot carry in it, you cannot carry to it, and any area that's porous to it, more than 10 amas, you can't carry in this area either.
Yeah, problem.